getting ready for the Lady Indians and the Lady Flyers. And let's go to Abbott Knowles right now with Coach Joey Thacker.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Lady Flyers of Franklin County, Coach Joey Thacker. And, Coach, first of all, I just want to say congratulations. Get that milestone down to 500 victories plus now. A big accomplishment, and I know you attribute that to a lot of great talent over the years and some great coaching staffs.
Well, we've had really good assistants and really good families along with players, and you got to have the families. But it also means I'm really old, you know, so... You know, we've been really fortunate. We've had a bunch of program kids, you know, people that buy in from middle school and have done the right thing for years. So we're blessed in that regard, and credit goes to them.
You've done some things at a county school that county schools that are in a more populated region area haven't been able to do. You know, the Lexington region, the 11th region for so long, dominated by Lexington schools. You've been able to do that, and I know that has to be a feather in your cap, too, as well, to be able to do it under those circumstances.
Well, I think it goes back to our middle school program and keeping those kids involved early, as we have over Fayette County. But you're right. I read a stat one time in Woodford County was trying to get back to the state tournament. I think it was 2002, that 43 of the last 45 or 33 of the last 35 had gone through the city of Lexington.
When you look at this edition of the Lady Flyers, what gives you the confidence that this team can make a significant run when it comes to the postseason play?
Well, you know, we're older, a year older. You know, our junior class is stocked full of kids that have played a long time. We're deep. You know, we'll be without Leah Hogan tonight. She's out with a concussion. She's our leading scorer, and that's going to hurt. But we have eight or nine kids we feel like we can roll in and out of there and wear on some folks.
You look at this Montgomery County team, a team you've already seen. You handily beat them at the Lady of the South. What are they doing differently now during this run that maybe they weren't doing when you saw them in December?
Well, I think their energy offensively and defensively is just tenfold better than it was then. When you watch them on film for the last few weeks, they're getting it together at the right time. You know, I think Dylan's playing better than she played earlier in the year. And then I think they've developed a little bit of depth along the way, and that's helped too.
What do you want to see out of your Lady Flyers tonight?
Well, I just want to play hard. You know, we've been in a little bit of a lull schedule-wise, and now these last four games for us are all games we could lose. But they're four games going to make us better for when it counts. So we talk about dress rehearsals all the time. This is a good dress rehearsal for us.
Coach, always a pleasure seeing you. Happy Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras. We're going to have a good celebration here tonight between these two teams.
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
All right. That's Joey Thacker, head coach for the Lady Flyers of Franklin County. And as we said, laissez le bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll right here at the MCHS Arena tonight. We should have a good one between these two top 20 teams here in the state of Kentucky. It's the Lady Flyers flying in from Franklin County, taking on the host, Lady Indians of Montgomery County. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll return. We'll get you ready for this Mardi Gras edition of Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Back here at the MCHS Arena, Ivan, I must say, I had a year of French in high school, another year in college. I have no idea what you were trying to say out there, but the effort. The effort was...
You're like me. I had 1 year in high school, 1 year in college. And my college professor wanted me to go to a weekend commune up in Ball State. I said, oh, no, I'm good. She was like, but you seem to be doing so good. I said, I memorized some of this stuff just in the classroom. I couldn't apply it in everyday life.
I mean, we didn't do the game earlier down at Allen County Scottsville in the Lady Invitational of the South when... Franklin County beat Montgomery County 52-33. The big point about that game, 33 points. I mean, they really shut the Lady Indians down that night.
The final score was almost indicative of the rebound disparity. I mean, it was a huge disparity on the rebound. I think the Lady Indians maybe got out rebounded by like 23. And it is huge. I mean, you've got a couple of players for this Franklin County team. You know, Coach Thacker talked about his depth, but you know, he's got 6'2", 6'1", 5'11", on his team. They have a lot of size with Crazy and Shropshire. You know, fortunately for Montgomery County, they don't have Leah Hogan available tonight, as Coach Thacker talked about. That helps a little bit. You know, that's an athletic guard in Hogan that they don't have to contend with, but the Lady Indians have held their hands full tonight. They've got to be on point here tonight. They can't have extreme lapses in this ball game.
Well, the teams are putting a few last-minute shots up there right now, and this Franklin County team, they've won 7 games in a row. Of the losses, you go back in the first 25 games of the season, they had 5 of the losses that they have suffered. I mean, they have been really good. They lost to Corbin 66-63, and that's the only loss they have had in the last 16 games. I mean, they're 15-1, so you can say they're on a roll. And Coach Thacker, he always has his teams. They're good fundamentally. They're not going to beat themselves. And it's team basketball. That's one of the big deals for him. Team basketball.
Yeah, you heard him talk about family, and you know he's a family guy. And, you know, you heard Coach High say it's a couple old Mountain boys going at it. You know, they Eastern Kentucky guys. Joey Thacker's just done a great job. I mean, he's a tactician. You know, when it comes to whether it's basketball, you know, he also has coached football for many a year. He's just a tactician. He finds out what his personnel does well, and then he tries to expose your personnel with what his personnel does really well. And that's why I think you'll see a heavy emphasis on trying to get that ball down inside. You know, maybe using some high-low against this Montgomery County team to really just compromise them and just beat you up at the basket.
If there is an advantage the Lady Indians have coming in, it would be the fact that this team has not faced tough competition here lately during this winning streak, and you do sense the Lady Indians are beginning to play better, that they're getting some type of a peak. You hope that it continues tonight if you're Coach Dustin Hine. We're about ready to get the introductions of starting lineups, and we'll head across the way where Brandon Elliott will tell us who's going to start in this game. Franklin County, black uniforms, gold lettering and numerals, and well, I love their uniforms. Montgomery County in home white, blue, trimmed in red, and the teams are at their benches right now. Most of the fans have stuck around to see this game, and that's good to see, too. Let's go to Brandon Elliott right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the arena on the campus of Montgomery County High School for tonight's KHSAA girls basketball action featuring the visiting Lady Flyers of Franklin County and your Montgomery County Indians. Let's meet your starting lineups. First for the Flyers, at forward, a 6'1 senior, number 12, Rachel Shropshire. At guard, a 5'4 freshman, number 21, Micaiah Wheeler. At guard, a 5'7 sophomore, number 23, Logan Kennedy. At guard, a 6 foot junior, number 24, Kiana Taylor. And at forward, a 6'2 junior, number 33, Juliana Frazee. The Lady Flyers are coached by head coach Joey Thacker. And now the starting lineup for your Montgomery County Lady Indians. At guard, a 5'4 freshman, number 3, Sophie Couch. At forward, a 5'11 senior, number 10, Allie Dillon. At guard, a 5'7 senior, number 11, Reagan Oney. At forward, a 6'1 junior, number 12, Savannah Torvis. And at guard, a 5'7 senior, number 20, Hayden Barrier. Your Indians are coached by head coach Dustin High.
We're about ready to go here, and want to remind you, you know, the rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. Lady Indians control the tip, and they're going to look at a man-to-man defense. And outside, a wide-open three by Allie Dillon is knocked down, and 3-0. Lady Indians. Montgomery County is going to go to a three-quarter court trap. The long pass down to Frazee, but heads it right back outside. Now Frazee at the free throw line. And Montgomery County zoning here with Fouch and Barrier out on the point of the 2-3. They try to go inside to Frazee. She gets open in there, puts it up and in, but got called for traveling before she laid it in, and the Indians get the ball back.
Yeah, they got her for traveling right there, and Montgomery County's going to try to do everything they can to keep her from getting free looks on the inside.
Dillon outside. Hands to Oney, and then we get a foul on Fouch.
I guess they're going to catch him for a moving pick.
So the Lady Indians turn it over. The bigs for, and you know, they got three of them.
They're like a small college team here.
Yeah. They've got three players that are 6 feet, and they throw it away, threw it over the head of one of those 6'1 players, Rachel Shropshire, for second turnover. And Montgomery kind of gets the ball.
And that's where you're going to miss Leah Hogan. You know, in these moments right here, trying to figure out this zone early on.
Here is Oney. Right side, puts down the dribble, gets a hand in the back, the pass goes underneath, and it's knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be played by Montgomery County, knocked out by the Lady Flyers underneath.
Love that drive by Oney. You're trying to draw the defense to her.
Trouble getting it in. They send it out deep to Barrier. Frazee's the biggest, you know, but here's Barrier, three, top of the key, and knocked it down. So the Lady Indians have hit a quick pair of threes and lead 6-0. Here, dribbling up with the ball is Kennedy. Gets it across the timeline, down low to Frazee, and she missed the shot. Gets her own rebound. It's knocked away, and it goes out of bounds, and she touched it last.
And just having Savannah Jarvis there kind of threw Frazee off that time.
So Montgomery County comes down with a 6-0 lead. Jarvis comes out away from the basket. Barrier will dribble right. Now circles back around. Still keeping the dribble, and now gives to Jarvis, puts it on the deck, challenges Frazee, goes in. Frazee blocks the shot and comes away with a rebound on Jarvis. You gotta do that though. You gotta.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a double dribble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to get away with it. There was Micaiah Wheeler, the freshman, but and how about the way that was smart for a freshman?
Yeah. She tried to.
Roll that ball around, acting like the to the official. Hey, if I roll around for a while, maybe you'll forget I've already dribbled it. But I pick it up and dribble it again. Four turnovers on Franklin County in 2 minutes, Ivan.
Yeah, that's. That has to be disturbing for Coach Ed Joey Thacker here, really.
Jarvis outside. They leave her alone for a three. Good.
Oh, wow.
Three different players have hit three-point shots, and Montgomery County leads 9-0. A little over 2 minutes into the game. Here is the extended half-court zone. Crazy left side. They go down to the baseline. Moving in and putting up a little short jump shot. It is no good. And the rebound is taken by Barrier. Off that miss by Shropshire. Driving down, Barrier goes off to Jarvis, who lays it up and in. And Montgomery County has taken an 11-0 lead. If it was ping pong, we'd be done, but we're not playing ping pong. 5:28 to go. Timeout, Franklin County. We'll be back in a half minute.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whittaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whittaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whittaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
5:28 left to play in the first quarter of Montgomery County. Has scored 11 points in 2.5 minutes. They only got 33 in 32 minutes the last time these two teams met.
So you're saying we're doing much better.
Yeah, a little bit better to start with anyway. They sent a screen and a three out of the right corner. Is no good. And the rebound, Jarvis went in there and it was knocked away. It's going to be Montgomery County's ball.
The official on the baseline did not see it and didn't get any help with that. But if you're Montgomery County, you want Franklin County shooting those jump shots. Man, stay out there all day.
Shropshire is a thin 6'1".
Yeah.
Crazy is a big 6'2". And now the baseline, a jump shot is put up that is no good. And Montgomery County is battling for it. We're going to get a jump ball. Possession here will keep it with Franklin County. But, again, you like the hustle there.
Yeah.
Missed shot by Kiana Taylor.
And you know that Coach Thacker wants to go down inside. They just have not been able to get looks down inside much here early on, and they're settling for jump shots. And if you coach Dustin High, you should say, just keep it up, defense.
Bailey Warner comes in for Fouch, gives Montgomery County a little more size. Now up in the lane from about 10 feet, and the shot rolls in for Logan Kennedy, the sophomore, and Franklin County is on the board. It's 11-2. Here's Barrier coming down. Early big leads are you there. Yeah. A lot of times, fool's gold, as I call them. And Montgomery County just threw it away. Barrier trying to get it over to Dillon on the right side. And Montgomery County has turned it over twice. Franklin County four in the first 3.5 minutes. And now for the Lady Flyers, Frazee comes out. They also get Wheeler out of the lineup. So new players coming in. Newton is in the game. Newton's a 5'8 senior over on that right side. And also coming in, we have another.
Madison Jackson.
Madison Jackson is in the game. Driving right side is putting up the shot. No good. Shropshire. It's rebounded by Jarvis. And here's hands it off to Hayden Barrier. Montgomery County brings it down. Barrier dribbles right. Hands to Dillon. Dillon bluffs the three. Goes into the lane. Sends it back to Barrier. Drives the right baseline. Angles in. Missed the shot. Rebound, battle for, Barrier touched it last, really fighting for it. It goes out about to Franklin County.
And the beauty in that is she fought for it to make it a dead ball. You don't allow them to get out and get something in transition potentially there. So even though you didn't get the basket, you at least stop play, allow your defense to set up.
Orly Orison is coming now for Reaganoni. Here down the right corner, there's a three on the way that's good. And into the game, that is Madison Jackson who knocked down a three, so 11-5 now. Montgomery County an 11-0 run, and now they've gone scoreless for a couple of minutes, and Franklin County has come back to score five. Barrier outside firing three up, and it's an air ball.
It got tipped, I thought. I thought it got tipped. It looked like it took a funny trajectory out of her hand.
Tony is right back into the game, replacing Allie Dillon. Here, bringing it down is Kennedy. Across the timeline, Barrier right with her, and there's Jarvis coming up with a steal. Jarvis is going to go all the way down, feeds it over to Barrier, but not a good pass. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Montgomery County.
And right there you can see Savannah Jarvis realize she made the wrong pass right there. You know, she got a little too deep. Then she should have delivered that with a bounce pass to Barrier. She threw it a little high for her.
Barrier to inbounds. Looks to get it in. Sends it out deep to Honey out near the timeline. Dill is ready to check back in. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. Montgomery County with an 11-5 lead on Franklin County here early. Outside Orison with it. Over to Oney on the right wing. Jarvis posting up down low. And now they floated into Jarvis. Four players around her, though, and she's down on the floor. We get a jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with Montgomery County, but that, in essence, is a turnover.
Yeah, and that was the freshman making a young mistake here. She threw that ball right into Jarvis with three players around her. You got to read the defense. It can't just be the player that's immediately guarding the player you're trying to throw it to. You got to read the defense.
Jarvis has come out. Dillon is in. Gives to Barrier. Hayden outside, going to drive in. Going to go in. Flips up a little short jump shot. Rolled it over the rim.
With that senior strength right there.
13-5. Barrier with 5 points here early. She has five. Jarvis has five. 2:40 to go. Franklin County on the perimeter with Jackson. Jackson gives it up to Kennedy. Now back to Jackson on the right side. And now down the lane, Shropshire forces a shot up and good off the glass and is fouled on the play. I think that'll be on Warner.
Right, yeah, right there, Warner. A little bit out of position there. And didn't get over quick enough to stop that basket.
And it's actually Kiana Taylor. Taylor with a three-point play. Taylor is a six-foot junior. And Shropshire is a 6'1 senior. The three-point play makes it 13-8. 2:23 to play here in the first quarter. Franklin County is going to extend their defense now. A 1-3-1. They float it to Jarvis. And a high post gets the ball knocked away. Only able to pick it up. Lady Indians save the possession. Down they try to go inside with a quick pass. It's knocked away. Picked up by Jarvis. Jarvis gets fouled with no call. Got pushed in there, out the Barrier for a three good.
Well, all that attention to Jarvis down there, once she got it out, the Barrier was wide open.
16-8, Montgomery County with the lead. Outside is Jackson with it, wanted to drive. Only turns her away. Now they go down the lane, and the shot put up no good. And
so Taylor just threw it out of bounds.
Yeah, that was Taylor and Montgomery County is going to get the ball. I think she actually, it left her hands and then got tipped and she touched it again before it went out. Minute 40 to go. Long pass down to Dillon, who quick fires a three good.
If Frazee was out there, she realized who was guarding her and knew she would get a good look at the basket. Great awareness.
19-8. Lady Indians come back with a little flurry of points. Long pass down the baseline and putting it up and in was Jackson. She has 5 points. 19-10, Montgomery County. Long pass down to Fouch, and she goes in, gets a shot blocked out of bounds. Montgomery County will play it.
Love Sophie, though, attacking right there, Dan. She didn't hesitate. She didn't get underneath her and double clutch and turn the ball over. She just went up and said, hey, either you're going to block it or I'm going to have a chance to make this.
Entry pass comes in deep to Barrier with a minute 12 to go. Dillon, a three out of the left corner is good.
Oh, she's got that bounce in her step right now.
Dillon's got nine here in the first quarter. The Lady Indians have made six threes in this first quarter. Left corner, there's a ball fake, and Jarvis left her feet and gets called for the foul. That'll be her first team foul, number three.
Caught Savannah taking the bait right there, didn't he? Stay on her feet.
Lady Flyers will inbound the ball underneath the basket. Frazee's back into the game. Comes out deep to Newton. Here is Newton giving it up. Gets it back. Now taken by Wheeler. Wheeler drives in. And nothing there. Clock at 44. Lady Indians doing a good job of covering up in there. And there is a takeaway. Barrier knocked it away. Montgomery County comes up with a turnover.
Got Frazee away from the basket there. She was uncomfortable out there trying to receive that ball.
Barry with 29 seconds to go in the quarter. Here is Oney. Dillon puts it on the deck and try to get up a shot. Gets knocked out of bounds. Montgomery County will play it. 20 seconds to go. Dillon gives in to Jarvis, out to Barrier. Right back to Dillon. Drives the left baseline, can't get a shot away, out to Hayden Barrier. Barrier whips it into Jarvis with a quick pass, puts it up, no good, but a foul.
Wow, what a pass.
Yeah, Frazee, I think, will get the, no? It's not going to be Frazee, it's going to be on Taylor.
And that's
the first foul.
When that ball reversed, Dan, and Jarvis turned, made herself available, and boy, Barrier put it right in her gut.
Free throw is good by Savannah Jarvis, her sixth point.
We love to start this game for the Lady Indians. It's like they just erased away the memory of that matchup with the Lady of the South.
Jarvis makes a pair of free throws. It's 24-10. 9 seconds to go. Lady Indians have the possession arrow. There's the ball.
Yeah, turnover.
And another double dribble on Franklin County, and that is their seventh turnover of the opening quarter.
And again, you can't minimize the effect.
5 seconds to go. Here's Barriers. Got to come take that shot. Moves in. Gets a pretty good look for a three. Good.
They didn't realize she would shoot that. They haven't been paying attention to Hayden Barrier either.
Wow. 27-10, Montgomery County at the end of the opening quarter. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
We talk a lot about not shooting the three. If you're 7 of 8 from the three-point line and 2 of 6 inside, go ahead and shoot the three.
Especially, where do you have the advantage in this game? Right now, you have the advantage out of the perimeter. Their bigs can't get out and cover up some of these shots. And give Montgomery County credit. Montgomery County is driving into the paint. You know, they have to come by their paint touches a little bit differently in this game. But hey, you saw Oney drive, you saw Faust drive, you've seen Barrier drive into that painted area.
11-9-7, Barrier, Dillon, and Jarvis, all the points in the first quarter. Here on the left side, Franklin County with a ball to begin this second quarter. The shot is put up no good, and Dillon with the rebound. Missed by Wheeler, and now Barrier falls down, loses the ball. Franklin County with it. They lead down to Frazee, who puts it up and in. Frazee with a nice finish. It wasn't easy. 27-12. Long pass down to Oney on the offensive end. Deep in that right corner. Looks, waits, then sends it back to Barrier.
Still want to play smart basketball here. You got a 15-point lead. You want to keep that lead. Can't help her out.
Here's Dillon with it out beyond the three-point line. Goes down inside to Oney. To Jarvis, an open three in the left corner. That's no good. Rebound. Yes, taken by Barrier. She puts it in and draws the foul.
Again, you're starting to see the strength of a senior, a very wily senior in Barrier right there. She went up, made a nice grab off the rebound, but then pivoted, did a reverse pivot right there on the baseline.
Barrier, free throw is good.
She's engaged right now.
30-12.
Systems go.
It's the biggest lead of the game. 18-point advantage. 7 minutes to go in the half. Driving down in, we get a whistle and a foul. And I think it'll go against Jarvis. And that's her second foul. And that changes the complexion a little bit because the Lady Indians lose size for 7 minutes of the first half, perhaps.
Yeah, just somebody that at least can occupy and be in the eyesight of these Lady Flyers.
Free throw line, Logan Kennedy has the first free throw, her third point of the game. 30-13, so Jarvis comes out. Warner is back into the game. Free throw is up and good again. 30-14. Barry's going to come down. Montgomery County needs to be, again,
be patient.
Be patient. They need to work the ball. And here is Dylan off a screen. Warner top of the key. Barrier on the left wing. Looking. Looking in comes to Fouch. Be on the top of the key now. Fouch will give to Warner. Warner to Boney in the Fouch and back to Barrier.
Hey, if they ain't going to press you to shoot the ball, then don't.
Yeah. Boney dribbling around. Bounces it through to Dylan. Dylan doesn't have anything. Gives back to Boney. Back to Dylan. Dylan.
There you go. Reset it. Pull it back. There you go. Oh, yeah. You're taking a minute off the clock here.
6:08 to go. First half. Barrier dribbles right. If the Lady Indians score here, and Barrier's three right side is no good, way too hard.
Going to get Fouch for a hold, maybe.
Fouch is called. She got the rebound, but got called for the foul. And that's her second. So Orison will come in. Fouch will leave. So Montgomery County has only five fouls, but two each on Jarvis and Fouch. Franklin County has one foul here in the first half. We've got under six to play.
See how they try to attack now with Jarvis off the floor.
Warner back there in the middle of the defense. The freshman, crazy. Free throw line jump shot. In and out. Rebound, though, rebounded by Strupser. She missed it. Gets the rebound again, can't get it, and finally Barrier in there with it, and then the foul that will go against Franklin County.
And
Kennedy gets her second foul.
Well, big missed opportunity for Franklin County right there. You think with Jarvis off the floor that they might have a great opportunity for some offensive production there, but they didn't get away with it.
5.5 to play in this first half. The Indians up 30-14. Here is Oney driving, but she gets cut off. Almost lost the ball in the dribble, but recovers. Gives over to Barrier. Hayden going for the basket. Spins, goes up from 12 feet, knocks down a jumper.
She's having one of those performances, Dan.
She's got 16 down the baseline. A little short jumper spins in. I don't know if it was going to stay in or not. The basket by Kenny.
Charlize Kenny.
She just came into the game. 32-16 with 4:50 to play in the half. Barrier dribbling right. Floats it over to Dylan. Puts it on the deck. Going for the basket and puts a shot up no good but got fouled. And that's going to be on Kenny. And that'll be her first. And it'll give a couple of free throws to Allie Dylan.
I like what Allie's doing, Dan. You know, she came out and hit those first three-pointers, but she's just not made herself a three-point shooter. You know, we see her put the ball on the ground now.
Free throw is good.
She did it off the wing once, and then that time from the top.
Montgomery County with Dylan missing this, but only goes and gets a rebound. 33-16. 4:35 left here. First half. Here is Dylan got whacked, but she's okay. They were going through a screen. Woo. Barrier, a long three that's no good, and Frazee is able to get the rebound. Franklin County down in a hurry. They go down inside. Little move. It's shot is put up no good. Frazee the rebound, and I think we got a foul.
We got Orson.
Orson gets her first. Frazee getting that rebound off Structure's miss.
Frazee's a tough stop down underneath for Lady Indians if you don't get her early before she gets deep into that painted area.
Shropshire is out of the game for Franklin County. They send it into the left corner. There is a two-point shot right on the line. No good. And Orison has the rebound off that miss by Wheel. That was a two-point shot. Orison down the left side. drives through, sends it right corner to Dillon. Gosh. Long three, good.
Her heel was on the line.
Wow, she buried that shot.
She didn't realize how deep on the sideline she was there. If she had kept her heel up, she'd get that shot off without any problem, but she had a little bounce there. That bounce got her. Oh, wow, that was clean.
Orison down pounding the ball handler. Now Orison's going to get her second foul. And that's going to send Franklin County to the free throw line.
That's when you thought you could get your hand in the cookie jar without Mom seeing you. Mom caught it.
It's only the fourth foul, and there's Franklin almost throwing it away. Now they've got it, though. There's a pass that's saved by Franklin County. Wheeler able to get it. Wheeler falls down but gets up, sends it left corner. Three is on the way. That's good. They finally got a good open shot. Jackson has knocked down a pair of threes. And it's 33-19. Dillon on the other end for three.
His fingers are sizzling tonight.
36-19. That Jackson shot was only a two, apparently. There's Orison. Almost had a steal. Orison will give you energy when she comes into a game.
And if she's engaged like this, she can be dangerous. She's one of the more athletic players on this Montgomery County team.
Frazee trying to post up in there. Really would like to get the ball. They go it into her, and she turns right into the lane, and she runs over top.
What are we calling?
Oh, no. That foul is going to be on Warner, and that's her second. And that is not a foul. That's an offensive foul, if anything.
Bailey's just laughing like, what do I do here?
Frazee's free throw is up and good.
She's giving up a lot of size here.
Dustin High is talking with the official, and you know what? I got to say something. No, I'm not. Crazy. Free throw good again. She's got 4 points. 36-21 the score. Franklin County's not going to go away. So.
No, you have a good possession here.
Here's Barrier across the timeline. Long pass down to Orison, deep in the corner. Here is Oney back to Orison. Long pass over to Dillon. Dillon makes a little move and has the three, and it's good.
She knew what she wanted to do, Dan. She's gotten so much more confident this last handful of games with Ellie Dillon with a shot.
Her fifth three of this first half. 2:44 to go. Driving down in the lane. The little short jumper is up and good. Nice little move made that time by Wheeler. And it's 39-23. 2.5 to go in the first half. Franklin trying a half-court trap. Pass going inside, and Frazee, I thought she came up over the back of...
That's a charge.
Warner. And
that official, the official on the baseline, that is a charge. I mean...
Barrier gets a foul call. Or was it only?
That was on Barrier. But yeah, that was a charge. I mean, there was no way. The offensive player didn't try to avoid contact there from Jackson.
Jackson puts a free throw in.
Big play.
Yeah, it's a three-point play for Jackson, who has 11 points in this first half coming off the bench. I mean, she's got almost half their total.
She's made a huge difference.
Montgomery County wants a timeout and a good one. 2:19 to play here in the first half, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
2:19 to play here in the first half. Again, the first time these two teams played, Montgomery County scored 33 points in a loss. Tonight they have 39 with 2:19 to play in the first half.
And I saw some of that previous game online that day. I had to turn it off. It was brutal early.
But again, only three players have scored for Montgomery County. It doesn't matter who gets them. They count. But, yeah, you like to have. Here is Oney against Shropshire out near the timeline. Harrison or Franklin. Oh. Oney gets away from her. Horizon bluffs the three. Goes inside, tried to put up a shot. Was that not a foul?
That needed to stay with Montgomery County, but boy. Yeah, Orson didn't touch that last. That was the big long arm of Shropshire that I thought knocked that ball out. What we got? Oh, they call it technical. Yeah, because I think Coach High had an argument there. Shropshire reached over the back of Orson there, I thought, too, and knocked that ball out of bounds. And that's very unfortunate. You hate to have that happen here.
Here's Frazee going to shoot free throws. Leaves it short.
Ball don't lie, is what they tell me.
Yeah, it really looked like the down the other end it was a missed call. She makes the second one and has five, and it's 39-27 Franklin County. They hit a three, and they're back within single digits here.
Yeah, they would have weathered the storm to some degree. And Coach High has to sit down. The seatbelt rule applies to him now.
Franklin has scored the last 6 points. 1:51 to go in the half. Ball in the hands of Wheeler, who's across the timeline. Montgomery County settling in that 2-3 zone. Again, they've got Jarvis on the bench with a couple of fouls. Driving in, Jackson missed the shot. The rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Montgomery County's ball.
And Jackson has been that player right now for Franklin County that's been very aggressive offensively. Got to get through his last 90 seconds here, Dan.
Possession arrow rests with Franklin County as we come down to the last 90 seconds of the first half. Here's Warner out front, and there is a three by Dillon. No good. Thought that was good. Orison goes in, gets the rebound. They knock it away. It's knocked out of bounds, and they say Orison touched it last.
Not a bad play by Laura Lee there once she lost control of the ball, just to knock it out of bounds, dead in the ball.
Minute 17, quickly down, left corner, Jackson, out on the perimeter, gives it back outside, working on the ball is Wheeler, Frazee, Warner trying to run her, and now she's going down the lane, Wheeler, looked like she drove the ball out of bounds, but Montgomery County must have touched it, it goes back to Franklin County, under a minute to play now in the first half. This is a big possession right here, I think. And the Lady Indians is going to stop, keep this lead. They're right under the basket. Pass comes in deep. Right corner, Wheeler drives in. Almost lost it. Recovers. Shropshire for a three left of the key. No good. Rebound, Jackson puts it back up and in. And it's a 10-point game. 39-29. 42 seconds to go. The defense is pretty good. I don't think... Now, there's a... She put a hand on her shoulder that time. I'm talking about it down on the lower part of the body, the shoulder. Here is Barrier trying to drive in. Can't get free. Keeps the dribble. And then they call that foul. Wow. That's the official that called the technical on Coach High. That's only the... fifth foul of the first half. Here's Dillon. Outside Barrier is going to try a three beyond the top of the key. That's no good. And the rebound is taken by Wheeler. Lady Indians settling for threes maybe a little bit too much after making a bunch. Here's Jackson left side. She fires a three. Bounces in.
Wow. Sometimes you're just living right, Dan.
Jackson has had a huge... second quarter, and Franklin County, after being down by 18, back within 7 here at halftime. Don't go away. We'll be back and have all the halftime scoring and stats for you We'll step out a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
Lady Indians lead here at halftime over Franklin County, 39-32, Ivan, but did not do a great job of protecting a big lead. We're having senior night for the Montgomery County boys, and we've had Brecken Decker, who's come out, and now Fernando Duran is out with members of his family.
I sure wanted Fernando to get that shot to fall.
Boy, that would have been.
That would have been huge. Would have been huge. It was great talking to him on Saturday on Sports Extra. You know, I asked him, you know, when did basketball come his love? He said he's always loved basketball, and said his mom and dad, you know, they kind of introduced it to him, you know, with his Hispanic heritage. He said a lot of people, you know, probably figured he was a kind of a soccer guy, but he said he's always loved basketball. It was always great to see his energy and to be just one of those consummate team players that doesn't look for limelight. He just wants to be a part of something. And that's great to see out of young people. But, Dan, yeah, getting back to this game, the Lady Indians got out to a great start. You know, they needed to, you know. Now, hey, they ain't going to be upset with having a seven-point lead, but they can also say, hey, we could have really put a lot more pressure on this Franklin County team. Now, Franklin County sitting there saying, oh, wow. You know, they're wiping their brow off, and we've got a chance now to inch a little bit closer in this ball game to give ourselves a chance to win against a team that was ready to go tonight. Montgomery kind of gets Savannah Jarvis back out on the floor, some of that height that seemed to kind of disrupt what Franklin County was able to normally have success with. I think we'll see what adjustments are made here.
There's Matt Willoughby coming out, too, as one of the seniors. Well, are those three terrific seniors? I mean, those are such good guys that you really want to pull for, and as they post for a picture, Fernando, the top of his head comes up to kind of the letters on Mount Sterling for Brecken Decker.
Well, you know, you got two guys in Matt Willoughby and Fernando that are just team players. You know, they don't get a lot of the limelight and luster, but they just love being a part of the team. And they didn't, you know, when the season got started, they read the tea leaves and where they might figure in, but they stayed with it. And you talk about the story of Brecken Decker throughout his career and the ball player he made himself to becoming.
When you say nobody works harder than Brecken Decker, no, a lot of players do, but nobody is going to outwork him very much. I mean, he really has put a lot into this game.
And he plays so hard all the time.
Yeah. You know, we thought he had contacts with Berea. We thought he was probably going to go there and play, and then, I don't know, the communication kind of broke down, and as of right now, he does not have a scholarship offer, and, well, I mean, there's got to be a place for that guy to play college basketball.
And I know Saturday he mentioned going to Moorhead, and I think he would be resolute in that. I don't know, what that future may bring for him and what opportunities he may have, but definitely if you get Breck and Decker associated with your program, you'll be the better for it, if nothing else, just how hard he's going to play for you and give you, even in practice sessions a lot of times, if he doesn't even get out on the floor. So you always need kids like that in your program that are going to be good role models and good ambassadors for your program.
Madison Jackson came into this game for Franklin County. She's a junior. They host her at 5'8". She came in averaging 6.8 points a game. She has 16 at halftime coming off the bench. Now that's a big effort. I mean, you know, you see players and you say, wow, you know, she's got 8 here at halftime. That's more than, no, 16.
She's got.
She's been a big difference maker, because after her, 5 points for Frazee all in that second quarter, 4 for Kennedy, 3 for Taylor, and 2 for Kenny, as Newton and Shropshire did not score in that first half. Montgomery County, only 3 players scored, 16 apiece for Barrier and Dillon, and 7 for Jarvis, who set out most of that second quarter. And then you had, of course, Oney and Fouch and Warner and Orison. They all played, but collectively only put up 2 shots. So that's where we are. We'll look at the other stats. We'll come back and have more for you on our halftime show. Lady Indians lead here 39-32 at halftime. And in case you are joining us late in the first game tonight, the Indians down just 50-48 at the end of 3 quarters. They lose 80-65 in the final tonight, as they go up against a Harrison County team that, you know, they're playing well. We'll see what they do in come tournament time. We'll be back here in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month, beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah. Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
You're trying to get recipes off of Wallace Brooks here.
Wallace Brooks, he said he didn't cook anything today.
Hey, what I want for opening day. He's asking me what I want for opening day at Kingland. I'll have to text you. We'll figure something out.
What is? Does he have a specialty, really? I mean, is he extra good, or is he just good at anything?
He's one of them Paris boys. They come up with some stuff, and I've been fortunate enough over the years and times to join their tailgate over at Kingland, and you just never know what you're going to get.
Indians were 13 of 24 from the field in the first half, 9 of 15 threes, 4 of 5 from the line. Franklin County, 11 of 25. They made 3 of 6 threes, 7 of 8 from the stripe. Franklin County, a 14 to 11 rebound advantage. A lot of rebounds to be had. Each team had 7 turnovers in that first half of play tonight. So, again, the Lady Indians, you hope the shooting continues for Montgomery. I mean, Dylan was 5 of 6 from the three-point line, and the last one she took was kind of rushed, you know. And 1 of 2 from the stripe.
I think they just have to very smart and judicious in the shots that they take. Because you know that Coach Thacker is going to throw something different at them that maybe they haven't seen. You saw he tried to speed them up a little bit. But again, that was without Jarvis out on the floor. That could be a relief valve. And if you get that ball to Jarvis out the open floor and she's matched up with Shropshire or Frazee, those are two players that she could beat off the dribble and get on the floor. And you see the Shropshire is not out there to start the second half. So that's already an adjustment that Coach Thacker's made. He's got Madison out there on the floor, Madison Jackson. Have to start this second half.
How do you not put her out?
Yeah.
16 first half points.
Yeah.
Here is Barrier with the ball. Montgomery County moving off to the left side of your dial here. Again, against a man-to-man Franklin County defense. Barrier, left side, down to Jarvis. Drives around Frazee, sends it back to Fauci. Didn't think about shooting there. And she's a little reluctant to shoot, the freshman, but... because she's played so well this year.
Yeah, and they'll expose it. I mean, she's going to have to take a shot at some point in time because Coach Thacker will expose it if he thinks that she won't shoot.
Here is Jarvis, Oney. Oney way outside. And
Jackson's the end to stay with Barrier.
Here, driving in is Oney, going to go for the basket and falls down but loses the ball. Hope she's okay, picked up by Fouch. Out to Dillon, fires a three. Oh, it doesn't go. And the rebound out of bounds to Franklin County. Boy, the Lady Indians used almost a minute. If that shot goes down, what a huge momentum boost it is for the Lady Indians. As it is, now Montgomery County will line up, and they are going to be...
They played excellent defense.
In a zone, I believe.
Yeah, it was a 2-2-1 there that started out with.
Left corner, Jackson. Oh, Wheeler. Little short jumper, left it short. The rebound is out of bounds. And it'll be Montgomery County as well.
It was a short jumper, and it was a short jumper. Yeah, it was very short of the rim.
Lady Indians get the ball back. Barrier will come down, get a high screen from Jarvis. Try to go back to Jarvis, who was not looking for the ball. Turnover, and quickly down to Jackson. She can't handle it, though. Out in the corner. Now Wheeler. Wheeler walked. Yeah. Montgomery County gets it back.
And Wheeler's been a little shaky ball handling. And you know, I know without Leah Hogan available tonight, Coach Thacker's kind of at wit's end at what to do at that position.
Barrier walks across the timeline. We played 90 seconds. No score in the second half. Mm. And there's another throwaway by the Lady Indians. Barrier went into a double team, trying to get it back into Jarvis. Now Jackson, she walked down the corner. They didn't call it. Wheeler, top of the key. Right to the side. Oh. They dump it in to Frazee, who lays it in.
Wide open. A missed defensive assignment by the Lady Indians there. And now
39-34. That's 7 in a row. Warner is ready to check in for Montgomery County. Barrier against Jackson, way outside. Jackson has length to guard Barrier and quickness. Here's Oney with it. Oney goes to Jarvis, puts it on the deck, drives around Frazee, gets the shot blocked. Rebound is taken by Wheeler, and the other way they go down and laying it up and in for is Kennedy, and now all the momentum is with Franklin County, and Montgomery County takes a timeout as they have now given up 10, it was 39-21. They've given up 15 points in a row, And now they lead by only three with 5:41 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back in a half minute.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Well, we've got a game again now. Montgomery County has to try to see if they can recover.
Yeah, they
because all the momentum is with Franklin County, even though the Lady Indians still lead by three. This was, again, an 18-point game. It was 39-21, and Franklin County has scored 15 in a row. Barrier. Goes to Jarvis. Jarvis almost fell down. It goes up inside and missed it, but got fouled. And we'll shoot a pair of shots right here. Boy, you'd love to have the end one right there.
And Jarvis, again, almost left and abandoned Hayden a little bit too soon there off of that pick and roll. They're coming out and trapping that, so she's got to stay patient and be ready to receive, make herself available.
Jarvis will shoot to it. Didn't see who the foul was on, and free throw is no good. Well, the Indians still haven't broken that string of 15 unanswered points. 5:29 to play third quarter. And the shot is good by Jarvis. Her eighth point. And it's 40-36. Long pass down the left side. They get it deep in the corner. Shropshire back outside Wheeler. Right side Jackson. A wide open three. Good. Well, she's made 4 of 4 from the three-point line. You might want to have somebody out there on her, and nobody got there. 40-39. And now it's down to a one-point game. Here is Dillon looking. Comes to Fouch. Hands back to Dillon. Dillon wants to drive. Can't. Hands to Barrier. Back to Dillon. Her quick three is way off the mark. Rebounded, taken by Wheeler. And coming down, there's Barrier making a great save of to protect the lead, to knock the ball out of bounds. But Franklin County still has it underneath their own basket.
Yeah, let's see if Franklin County doesn't try to do a little bully ball here underneath their own basket here. Try to force feed it in there.
Wheeler, crazy, stands in the lane, in the lane, in the lane, in the lane. And the three is no good. And the rebound is battled for in there and picked up by Fouch. So, Montgomery County has it quickly down. And trying to put up a shot was Warner. And she didn't get it anywhere near the rim. Back the other way, left side, there was a walk.
They caught it, yeah.
And they did call it. There was going to be a foul after that, so.
Well, and on that missed opportunity by Warner again, you know, we've talked about it. For the freshman, you know, she's got to get stronger. That time she didn't give herself a good base. She knew that that ball was likely coming to her in that situation. She had to have a better base to be able to catch it and put it up.
Here's Barrier with it, driving right side of the lane. Can't get a shot away. Threw it away. Franklin County, another chance to take the lead. They get it down. Here is Jackson, gives to Wheeler. She walked. Shropshire right side, puts in a 17-footer, and Franklin County has the lead.
Well, that was Taylor.
That was Taylor, yeah. And not Shropshire. 41-40. Boy, Franklin County,
all the way
what, a, what a run.
Yeah.
20-1. Montgomery County had a 27-10 first quarter, but 3:40 left to play in the third quarter. The Lady Flyers have the lead. We'll be back in 1 minute.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
They've drawn for the state tournament pairings in the 10th region.
Whew.
Is locked in with Sacred Heart, it looks like. And boy, you hate to just put Sacred Heart in the state tournament, but...
Yeah, Emmanuel and a couple others are like, wait a minute now. but
somebody is good enough to beat Sacred Heart, then...
Yeah, there you go. I mean, the thing I like about the way the brackets turned out in the draw day, we're going to have a lot of good games in that first round. I don't think you're going to see, much, if any, any lopsided matchups.
Here's a barrier with the ball right side, and no, threw it away. Try and get it to Dillon. Fourth turnover this quarter. Lady Indians just had 7 in the first half, and we have 3:26 to go. Franklin County, Wheeler with it outside. Montgomery County in a 2-3 zone. Oney and Barrier are the points, and here is Wheeler. Starts toward the lane, cut off by Oney. Now, over to Taylor and back out to Wheeler. 3:05 left to go now. The Lady Flyers. Watch them work with the ball. Right side, Jackson fires a 3. That's no good. And Barrier goes in and gets the rebound.
That seemed like that was a foul on Kennedy there at first, but they didn't call it. That was... What is the call? Are they calling it on Barrier? Who are they calling it on? Because I felt like it was on Kennedy. Because
I think they call it on, maybe on Taylor.
Oh, they call it technical. There was something that was said after that.
So Taylor gets her second foul.
So we're getting an explanation so the PA can give us all the deets on this. But Allie Dillon's going to go and look like shoot the free throws for the technical.
Dillon walked up to the line. Now she's coming back.
Because it was Kennedy and Barry got tangled up, and it looked like Kennedy took exception to it on the floor. And I don't know if she... Yeah, Kennedy got the point.
Kennedy got the T, huh?
And 24 was on Taylor. The technical was Taylor. The foul was on Kennedy.
Free throw is good by Dillon, and Dillon makes another one. She's got 18.
Yeah, Taylor took exception. She saw the little mix-up, and she took exception to it, said something, and the official caught it.
So the Lady Indians take the lead back at 42-41, and now they have the ball. Here is Barrier with it. Sends it to Oney. Wheeler, again, Wheeler putting hands right on her. We talked with the coach about this. I don't like it. Their hands were all over Oney that time, and then she gave it up. And now we get a whistle and a foul. It's going to go against Wheeler.
This will be a charged-up game the rest of the way, you got a feeling.
Montgomery County gets the ball back with 2:34 to go here.
Now if you're a player on the floor, you got to contain your emotions here. Stay focused.
Here is Barrier. They open the floor up four, goes into Oney, who puts it up and in.
I got to say it on the floor.
And we get a foul.
What a play by Barrier. Yeah, they do say it was on the floor, so it'd be Montgomery King's ball underneath their own basket.
Wheeler or Shropshire? Two shots anyway coming for Oney.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the fifth foul, but I didn't see it.
Reagan Oney, who has not taken a shot tonight, free throw is up and good.
There you go.
43-41. 2:24 left here, third quarter. Bear trying to make it a three-point game and puts it in. So the Lady Indians scored the last four after they gave up a bunch of points in a row to this Franklin County team. Wheeler, guarded by Dillon. They swing it on the left side. Over there is Kennedy. And Al Wheeler takes it back out front. They're running, setting screens against a man-to-man. Now Wheeler drives right side, can't get through. Good defense by Montgomery County. Good solid man-to-man right here.
Oh, there it is.
And there's Barrier coming up with a steal. Hayden will go for the basket and lay it up and in.
Took advantage of the freshman right there. She read that the whole way, and you saw when that ball was going to get advanced back that she was going to have an opportunity for it.
46-41. Now an offensive foul against Crazy.
Warner Denner fighting her.
Crazy gets her first foul of the game, and the ball goes back to Montgomery County.
First identified foul.
Coach Joey Thacker doesn't like that a little bit. But the official he's telling that to didn't have anything to do with the call, so. Barrier coming down. Sends it to Fouts deep in the corner. Try to go back inside, threw it away. Montgomery County, a lot of turnovers in his third quarter. Lead pass ahead, going under, missing a shot. Well, it looked like there was a foul.
There were, probably Sophie gets the benefit of that contact. But there was, I thought there was a couple of bumps there along the way.
Jackson got the foul call. Fouch gets in there and battles, and we walk to the other end, and Fouch is going to get to go to the free throw line and shoot a pair of shots.
What is the chance that the next 9 minutes and 21 seconds this ball game is going to be pretty fun to watch? It's going to be pretty entertaining, I think.
Sophie Fouch, free throw up, and it's no good. Has not scored tonight, but again, doesn't shoot much. Warner's going to come out of the game as Oney has come right back in, and now Crazy is going to come out for the rest of this quarter, I'd probably get a little breather.
We haven't seen a Sophie moment yet, have we? You
know, not really.
I got a feeling we can still see a Sophie moment that might be the difference in this ball game.
She missed a pair of free throws here, though, and Taylor with the rebound. 5-point game. Franklin County the ball. They got the possession arrow.
There's a Sophie moment there. Oh!
Oh, wow.
Oh! I think he was the official was the only one that saw a block there. I thought that might have been the Sophie moment.
Gosh, I think that Fouch gets her third foul. Franklin will inbound. That looked like a charge all the way. And they finally send it out deep. Shropshire with it. Wheeler gives it up, gets it back. Newton is in the game right now. Newton has it on the left wing. Shropshire posting up in the middle. Takes it, gives it back to Wheeler. Wheeler walked, got away with it, missed the shot. Jarvis with the rebound. Montgomery County has the ball. Here is Jarvis bringing it down herself, trying to work her way through the defense to Fouch. Back out to Oney. Clock at 43 seconds to go in the quarter. The Lady Indians, they've got the possession arrow. They got a 5-point lead. Don't shoot too quick if you don't have a good one. Here's a Barrier. Backs up a 14-foot jumper and left it short, but Oney battles and gets the rebound back for Montgomery County. Barrier goes down the lane, off to Jarvis, who missed it. We got fouled from behind by Jackson. Her second, 21 seconds to go in the quarter, and Jarvis will shoot two.
Great vision there by Barrier, again, becoming a playmaker there.
She has made some great passes tonight.
And, you know, and we've seen that over the course of her career at times when she's gone into playmaker mode, that she's one of the better passers you're going to see around the state.
Free throw's good by Savannah Jarvis, and she's got 9 points. Montgomery County has moved out to a 6-point lead.
Yeah, she really wants this one tonight. She wants this win tonight.
Montgomery County scored the last 7 points of the game after giving up all those. Jarvis connects again. Montgomery County using free throws here in the third quarter to get on the board. Bringing down is Kennedy. Kennedy gives it up, gets it back. Right side, Shropshire goes inside. Ball knocked away and loose, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Montgomery County's ball.
Wow. Taylor.
Touched last in there by Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor tried to get in there and get the ball and just mishandled it. Give Allie Dillon credit there.
Each team has 6 turnovers in this quarter. They only had 7 apiece in the first half. Barrier, a deep three at the buzzer, does not go. And the third quarter has come to an end. Well, Montgomery County, once led it by 18, got behind by 1. They lead by 7. And that's how we'll start the final quarter coming up in 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Your official Montgomery County Indian station, WMST Mount Sterling.
The turnovers in that quarter, Ivan, six apiece. So, I mean, I don't know if the defense was a whole lot better or players are getting a little tired, but they didn't handle the ball as well in that quarter.
Well, Franklin County's come back now, and Shropshire's made her first appearance since the first half here.
So, 7:50 to go. Driving down the baseline, Shropshire goes into Frazee, who puts it up no good. Rebound is picked up in there by Taylor, and then she is fouled.
Yeah, they immediately, with the size of Shropshire, because she's really like a guard, she plays out there on that wing, it gives them multiple options. But they took both Jackson and Frazee down inside, and they were going to play big girl ball against Montgomery County.
Warner has come in for Fouch just to give Montgomery County a little more size on the inside. They send it deep in the corner. There's a three on the way that is no good. Frazee with the rebound puts it up no good, puts it up again and in.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we get shot up on the glass and we've got a chance to make something positive happen.
48-43, 30 seconds into this final quarter. Here is Oney deep in the right corner, gives out to Warner. Warner looks, I think she doubled, got away with it.
She did.
Here's Oney. Back out to Barrier. Over the left side to Dillon, little ball fake, dumps it in to Jarvis, but Jarvis, nothing to do in there.
They went and got her. I thought she got hit initially, and then the official didn't see it, and then that allowed both players to get their hands on the ball.
Yeah, giving the ball to Jarvis against two bigs is just not going to get you anywhere. Dillon, ball fake, Barrier, drives in, goes all the way, and then dumps it over to Warner. Warner's foul, pass is blocked and taken away.
Yeah, couldn't throw it between the two defenders there.
Under seven to play. 5-point lead. Here's Wheeler. Frazee jumps it low, and there's a lay-in.
Yeah.
Put up by Shropshire. Well, you can see the strategy now by.
Yeah.
Hey, they're going to shoot layups with the big players now. Franklin County in a zone. Dillon deep in the right corner looking. And the ball is deflected out of bounds. Montgomery County will play it. 6:32 to go.
You know, you had the athleticism of Madison Jackson, who's been an offensive star for Franklin County, but with Shropshire right there, that makes you a very long defense.
Here's Barrier. Stand in the center circle and dribble it until they come after you. Now, Jarvis takes it toward the basket and lost the ball. And it taken away by Frazee. Just went, tried to go straight up with it, but Frazee just reached in and took it away. There's a three off the left side that's good. Put it up by Newton, her first points of the game. And we are right back where we started. It was 6:01 to go. Timeout taken by Montgomery County. 5:59 left. 48-48. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Well, we've got 5:59 to go. Montgomery County has the ball. Franklin County has a possession arrow. We've only had one foul in this last quarter. And we are tied at 48 apiece. And Montgomery County led at one time in this game, 39-21. And here we go. Franklin County has gone again in this zone. Here's Warner out to Barrier. Barrier floats it over, and not a good pass, and it's picked off. You can't throw that long ball. And Montgomery County's turnovers in this last quarter have been last half. I mean, that's 10. Shropshire gives it out on the perimeter to Newton over there, who's made a three. Now back out front it goes to Kennedy. Shropshire is high. Shropshire wants to drive for the basket, then hands it off. Trying to work with the ball is Taylor. Now they go back on the other side. Montgomery County with a good... The Indians have had some good defensive sets. Can they keep it up here against this big team? Crazy goes down low. Shropshire puts it up and in over Barrier, and they've got the lead.
Yeah, she did the simple math to Crazy. Said, I'm just going to throw it high and trust my player is going to go up and get it.
5:05 to go. And Montgomery County against this zone right now. It's not easy. They deep in the right corner, and the three is up and good by Sally Dillon. Dillon's first three of the second half.
She's been solid all night.
Dillon now with 21 points. 51-50 Montgomery County, 4:39 to go. Need a steal. Here's Frazee down the lane and goes under and puts it up and in. Use that body to just shed people. Franklin County, 52-51. Dillon. They have a bad pass down the corner, and again, Montgomery can't lose the ball. Trying to get it down there to Dillon and just made a kind of a lazy pass. Shropshire gives it off. Newton over on that left side. Frazee, they go into her. Frazee's going to go to the basket.
That's a charge.
She charged.
Yep. Great job by Betty Warner. She said, I felt like I got one earlier, and Frazee put down on her left knee pretty hard.
Crazy's second personal foul.
I don't know that she's injured, but she did go down on that knee pretty hard there. It's just one of those ones that just don't feel good right now.
Trainer's coming out. And
she's going to walk herself off. But that's a game changer right there. You know, you get
I don't know if it's a game changer or not. Jazz from Montgomery County, Jackson's coming back into the game.
Well, it is from a standpoint they can't go to that high-low. And... you know, you might be able to get a look inside this zone now.
Barrier walks it across the timeline. Montgomery County down, 52-51. Here's Warner. Warner threw a bad pass. Boy, that's a freshman pass by Warner. Coming down, shot is missed, but Shropshire puts it up and in and draws the foul. And
yeah, I mean, there wasn't anything good that happened for Bailey Warner right there in that series of events.
And now... Warner gets her third foul, and Shropshire can make it a four-point Franklin County lead by finishing this three-point play. And now Warner's going to come out and be replaced by Fouch.
Yeah, those are growing mistakes right there for Bailey. I mean, the pass and then getting down on the other side, the foul.
Shropshire makes it a 55-51 lead for Franklin County.
That could be a killer if Montgomery County comes down here on another empty possession.
Here's Barrier. Long pass over to Oney. Boy, this is on for Franklin County.
Mm-hmm.
Long pass into the corner. Dillon quick fires a three. Doesn't go. And the rebound is claimed in there by Kennedy. And you're not going to get a lot of offensive rebounds. Down the other end, Shropshire goes under, lays it up and in. And it is 57-51, Franklin County. Wow. Dillon. Dillon looking, goes down the other side to Jarvis, and she is fouled by Jackson. from behind. Jackson's fourth foul, I believe. 3:09 to go.
Wow, just the way that Franklin County just was able to get themselves back in this ball game, and now just kind of trying to suffocate Montgomery County.
Pass comes deep to Barrier out in the center circle. Barrier's going to try a long three. It's no good. The long rebound is picked up by
Kennedy.
That was
not a foul. That was not a foul. She got her hand on the ball initially. Now, the contact after that, maybe, but when the official blew the whistle, she had all ball. You know, she made no contact with the body.
Well, the turnovers on Montgomery County in the second half, that's the difference.
Yeah.
They've had a dozen turnovers. It's seven in the first half. We still got two, almost 3 minutes to go. Long pass out. Newton passes up a three, gets it back, and then she fires a three. Good. That might do it right there. The momentum is so much in Franklin County's favor, and it's 60-51. Wow. 39-12, they've outscored the Lady Indians. Dillon, a three, is way short. That ball might have been tipped. Put up, no good by Barrier, and we get a jump ball.
Well, how long is it going to take them to call a jump ball there? I mean, some missed opportunities here late. And, it's been a valiant effort to this point by the Lady Indians, but, boy, just too many mistakes against a very solid Franklin County team.
Well, you know, momentum's a key factor in any sporting event, and well, once the Lady Flyers got the momentum, that's Montgomery County can't force turnovers on the other end, and driving down, laying it up and in is Shropshire, who has been huge, 11 points in this fourth quarter, 62-51, Barrier for three, good.
Yeah, Shropshire has been the closer in this ball game.
62-54, under two to play. Here is Shropshire deep in the left corner. Shropshire, they list her at 6'1". I think she
was.
Yeah, maybe a little bit taller than that. There's Jarvis with a steal. Jarvis is going to run down, get ahead of everybody, lays it up and in. And Montgomery County will take a timeout with 1:41 to go. And Montgomery County is back within 6 points with 1:41 left. But again, when you just look at the numbers and getting outscored 41 since midway through the second quarter, it's a 41-17 advantage for Franklin County, and Shropshire did not score in the first quarter, did not score in the second quarter, did not score in the third quarter, and has 11 here in the fourth quarter.
Speaks volumes, because she didn't even play in the third period. And you wondered if
well, she did. Well,
no, because remember, Jackson stayed in the entire third period. That's who she. That was the swap out. You wondered if she stayed engaged, and she did. She came in and played her role.
Trouble getting the ball in, and Barrier. Oh, she almost had a turnover, but Shropshire able to pick it up down the baseline. Now Wheeler coming up.
And Wheeler's made some mistakes in this ball game.
Wheeler coming in and looks a little pass outside. Minute 27 to go. There's a pass, and boy, underneath, they had Shropshire open underneath, didn't spot her quickly enough. Wheeler outside. Fouch putting pressure on her, and Fouch is called for the foul. And that'll be Montgomery County's third here in the fourth quarter. And Fouch is coming out of the game to be replaced by Warner. Only 1:16 to go.
You got to start thinking about who you may need to foul if you're Montgomery County and send to the line.
So timeout on the floor. 62-56, Franklin County, 1:16 to go. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport side-by-side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain. Armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology, take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Well, the Lady Indians have they've committed four fouls here in this last quarter, so the next foul will send Franklin County to the free throw line. And, Ivan, you know who they want to foul, right?
Well, definitely you want to foul Wheeler. She's probably one of the worst. They took Taylor out, I think, because she was another.
Funny gets called for a foul. If it was Louisville and Syracuse, they would call that an intentional foul. Did you watch that the other day?
No, I did not. I had no reason to be watching Louisville and Syracuse this year.
Women's basketball. I just happened to see that play, and that was so bizarre to call that intentional foul in the game. Wheeler, good. Of course, everything's two shots now, which takes away a lot. Wheeler's free throw, though, is well short.
And that's why you foul her. You know, you look at the numbers, and that's why you foul her. And now it's mental for her. And she didn't step away from the line or anything.
She has 2 points in the game.
Oh.
That was not. Shropshire got the rebound, put it in.
And that was what we were talking about it in the pregame. You know, you really got to aggressively block out this length.
Well, that makes it a three-possession game and only 105 to go.
Yeah.
Here is a barrier. Penetrating, goes in, floats it in the lane, good.
He shot the barrier.
23 for Hayden Barrier. 64-58. Here's Wheeler, and they foul her. And that's Barrier.
She's in there thinking like, man, they're going to send me back to the torture chamber here. At the free throw line, you have nothing to do with it.
48.8 seconds to go.
She's had to play a bigger role tonight without Leah Hogan available for Franklin County.
Two free throws here. And the free throw is up and no good.
Man. Reminiscent of Shaquille O'Neal back in the day, right?
Mays is going to come in replacing Oney. And that's just because Reagan is a seventh grader, but she's a really good three-point shooter. And she made one. Made one of four. And that's big because makes it a three-possession game. 65-58 with only 48.8 seconds to go. It's the 32nd timeout. We'll keep it right here.
Well, could have been a big opportunity for the Lady Indians here. Keep this momentum going. Make them really say, hey, you know, this is one of the top teams in the state right here. To get this win down the stretch, you know, you've got Bourbon County coming up on Friday, and then next week you'll play a really, really solid Ashland team, another team that figures in that state tournament talk equation. Just a couple of big opportunities here to end the regular season on.
In the UK game, Edwards has scored 7 points here in the early going. I don't know. Here we go. So it comes into Mays. Mays to Jarvis. Jarvis dribbles down and sends it right corner. Dillon for a three. Good.
Boy, she has been money, money, money.
So it's 65-61. Here's Barrier looking for a steal or a foul. She couldn't get the steal.
You got to come and get her.
Bear just had to commit the foul, and Kennedy is going to be the player. She's 2 for 2 from the line in the game.
Yeah, she's normally a good free throw shooter, too. Shoots at a 70-plus clip on the season. She had no choice. She had to stop the clock.
28.9 to go. The free throw is no good.
There you go. I did say 70-some percent. I didn't say she was 100% on the season. So.
Kennedy again.
Got a box out here.
She makes this one. it's 66-61, and Coach Thacker is going to take a timeout with 28 seconds to go.
Coach Thacker's engaged. He's a little upset with his team right here trying to close this one out.
We lost 0.4 of a second there, Ivan, but
who's counting?
Who's counting? 66-61. I don't know, for Montgomery County, the only thing you do, come down. They're going to put up a three. When you're five, my thought here, Ivan, is
you can still go two real quick here.
You could go two, but are you going to get a? You going to get any side of it? Are you going to get a good two look against this size?
No, I don't know. I mean,
odds are not good.
These are high school kids. We've seen crazy things happen. And you're like, why did they do that? You know. Why did you foul there? You know, that's why guys that have been around as long as Joey Thacker, you know, to see him always stressed out because he's like, why did you do that? We've seen people just like, the only way they can beat you is if you get fouled and make a three-pointer, you know, and you see somebody go out there and foul a three-point shooter when that was really the only way that the other team had a chance, you know. So you just got to remind them of the situation here.
Montgomery County will come the length of the floor, and Franklin is going to pick up near the midcourt stripe. Comes into Mays, and Reagan Mays, a seventh grader, dribbles across the timeline, hands it off to Barrier. Barrier up from 17 feet, missed the shot, rebound is loose. Barrier goes back and gets it again. Barrier going for the bucket, puts it in and falls down. No call. 66-63, 7 seconds to go, and with 5.7 to go, they foul Wheeler. Barry had to hustle to get the foul done.
Made free throw will end this pretty much. But you got Wheeler going to the line, so. If he makes either one of these, you'd have to think Montgomery County can't win unless something crazy were to happen.
Wheeler, and that was short.
All right, now, got to be ready for some crazy missed up. You hope she misses a short like that again so you can have a chance to inbounds and run up the floor.
They want Barrier on the free throw line to get the ball and get it up the floor. Hopefully to Dillon is what they're hoping for, but the shot is up and it's good.
And she makes that second one, so that makes it tough.
67-63 Lady Flyers, and now that pretty much does it. And a couple of fans.
And this is where.
Head for the exits.
And this is where Coach Joey Thacker is like, the only way they can beat us is if you foul them when they're shooting a three-pointer and they make it. You know, I mean, and then, you know, if you're a McGurk fan, you hope that's what happens. But, you know, crazy days we have. You know, hey, shoot and make a three-pointer. Somebody get a technical because they got mad about something. You just never know what may end up happening in this situation. But as a coach, you're going over all those scenarios because as we saw in the Super Bowl the other day with San Francisco, late in that ball game and overtime, obviously it seemed like the coach and the players, some of the players weren't aware of the new dynamics in the overtime. So you always got to make sure that, once again, you're reiterating at all times all the different scenarios that can play out here and what they absolutely need to do to give themselves the best chance to win here. And that's everything that Coach Thacker went through right there with his five players out on the floor. Well, what a game this has been, though, Dan. It's been a fabulous game.
Well, it's been Montgomery County doesn't, you go against good competition and you play and you have a shot. Here's Barrier, and Barrier.
The clock's not running. The clock wasn't running. So there was about two and a half seconds, maybe. Ain't nothing like a little home cooking. You know, sometimes the clock operator gets caught up in the game, too. So, about 1.5 probably should be on the clock.
Montgomery County has to take it out.
They get a 3 point. I said 1 point. I mean, they needed that. Yeah, okay.
And Montgomery County's got to inbound it again. Here's Barry. All she can do is shoot a three. And that's it. Franklin County has won the game, 67-63. Here's your final tonight. The Lady Indians have a winning streak snapped and had in this game, keep in mind, they had an 18-point lead back in the first half, but give Franklin County a lot of credit for their ability to come back as they did. Don't go away. We'll be back and recap it for you after we step out in a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank. With Ivan Rawls, I'm Dan Manley from the MCHS Arena. Indians and Lady Indians lose a doubleheader tonight, Ivan. And well, both games could have gone differently, couldn't they?
Very well easily. Could have. You know, again, just another learning opportunity for both teams in some respect. You know, I think the Indian boys... it was tough. I mean, because I really felt like, you know, coming into that game, you know, and you saw the way the designs on personnel was, there were opportunities for the Indians to really maybe do some things to compromise that Harrison County defense. And then to see the Lady Indians come out and look like they totally forgot about the game that happened in December down at the Lady of the South, to come out and play the way they did against this Franklin County team, to get up by 18 points and look like they might run away and hide at one point in time. Again, it was a learning opportunity. So you can say, hey, what do we do here? And, you know, some mistakes that were made. You know, you're not going to see many teams with this type of length if you're the Lady Indians. And that's a different thing to actually see in real time when you haven't seen it in practice or in a game a whole lot. We saw a couple of plays there in the fourth quarter. I mean, Shropshire comes in, and she just has an unbelievable fourth period, kind of as a closer. You know, we saw Jackson get this team back in the game in the first half, and then Coach Joey Thacker, you know, when you talk about somebody that's won 500 games in their career, he's come up with a lot of strategies to make that happen, and he realized what personnel he needed in and what he needed to have happen. And it was masterful. The kids executed what he needed them to do, and he put them in the right position, pushed all the right buttons at the right time. And unfortunately for Montgomery County, I thought that early foul trouble played a part in this.
Yeah, Jarvis's two fouls in the first half made a big difference.
It made a big difference, and there wasn't much you could do as a coach. If your coach does not, unless you want to be a riverboat gambler and take the chance on her picking up a third in the first half, those are just those decisions you have to make. You have to have a gut feeling and try to go with it in that moment. But give both of these teams credit. I thought Montgomery County came out, and for a Montgomery County fan to see Allie Dillon shoot the way she shot, you know, is this what we're going to see the remainder of this season for this Indians team? That's a game changer. You know, if she can hit that shot and make defenses honor her. Now, I also think that both Reganoni and Sophie Fouch, when they're out there, there's going to be times where they're going to have to take a shot. You know, I know that's not their thing, but there's going to be times they've got to make the defense honor them, and because there will be teams that will just say, "Hey, we're gonna slough off, and we're gonna shade either to Hayden Barrier, or we're gonna come down and shade Jarvis to keep them from being able to compromise us with their skill set and abilities."
Individual scoring tonight. It's really different. Again, you have Leah Hogan, Franklin County's leading scorer, who is not available tonight.
Yes.
So she doesn't play. And you have Madison Jackson, who's averaging under 7 a game, and she gets 19. And you have Rachel Shropshire, who's, you know, averaging close to double figures, and she doesn't score through three quarters and gets 13 in the last quarter. I thought the Lady Indians did a pretty good job tonight on Frazee. She got 11 points, but tough to keep the 6'2 junior out of the low post area. Then Kennedy was 7. Alex Newton hit a pair of big threes there in that last quarter for 6. 4 points for Micaiah Wheeler, filling at the point guard spot. And Taylor had 5 and 2 for Kenny. So they had a lot of players adding in. Montgomery County had only 4 players that scored tonight. Barrier leads the way with 25. Allie Dillon had 24 and made 7 of 11 threes. 12 for Jarvis. 2 for Reagan only, who did not attempt a field goal tonight. She got hit a pair of free throws. And then Sophie Fouch did not score, nor did Warner or Horizon. So that's the way the individual scoring went. We'll have the other stats, and Dustin High should be joining us in just a little bit. We'll return with more on our postgame after this 90-second timeout.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Hey, Julie. Hey, congratulations. We're back now, and again, Franklin County comes from 18 down. It was 39-21. And the Flyers scored the last 11 points of the first half. And again, that came with Jarvis on the bench in part. You know, that's not the only reason. I mean, but that was certainly big. The star of the game, Ivan, for me, is Madison Jackson.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they don't have her in the first half, they don't get back in this ballgame.
She had 16 first half points. They finished with 19.
Yeah.
But those 16 enabled them to have a shot that they might not have had. I mean, if they didn't gain that momentum, if Montgomery County had any momentum in the second half, the Lady Indians probably win this game. Who knows? And maybe by a bunch.
Hey, we're coming up.
It's a fragile game.
We're coming up on spring training for baseball. You know, Jackson was the starting pitcher. You got good seven to eight innings out of her, and just Shropshire came in as that closer and just shut things down at that point in time. And once they got themselves back in the ball game, they realized, okay, we've got a chance now. All the mistakes that they made and everything, they felt like they had a chance. You know, and this is a team, like I said, they've got high expectations for themselves going forward. This is Franklin County team. Now, you know, they'll have some rough waters trying to get to where they want to go. But this is a team, even after looking at the draw for the state, saying, hey, if we can get there, we can cause some problems once we get to the state, if we can get there. But we've got to do everything from now to there. And I think this was a huge win for them and the way they look at themselves going forward as well.
Yeah. Hogan, who didn't play tonight, averages 10.4 points a game, and she's the only player for the Flyers who averages in double figures. So, I mean, this is a team that they depend on really sharing the ball a lot. And as we said, I mean, they get Shropshire with 13, all 13 of her points in the last quarter. Dustin Ives joins us down. Coach, boy, you want to go back when it was 39-21, don't you?
Yeah.
In this game and try to. Yeah. But you didn't have Jarvis at that point in time, and that 11-0 run at the end of the first half. Hey, when you be a coach for us for a minute and try to say, do you second guess yourself very often on stuff like this?
No, and that's not necessarily on that specifically. And I mean, it's one of those. Yeah, I mean, you look at that score frozen in time, and sure, but at the same, on the same thought, I mean, I'm saying if we would have just froze the game and somebody would have just told you that we were going to be up 7-1 in the locker room at halftime, there's no scenario where you're not going to take it. And I mean, yeah, it slid there at the end of the first half a little bit, and just maintaining what we were doing to get that stretch in. Allie and Hayden came out absolutely on fire, and you knew that it was going to balance out some as the game wore on, but there were a couple spots where I thought that we sped ourselves up. And I can give Coach Sacker credit, and he mixed his defenses until he found something that started giving us some issues, but there were spots there where we seemed to be in a hurry, and third quarter, even I think at one point 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it's like there's no rush. I mean, the possession is important and we need to make sure that we get a good look, but there's no need to just fly right up into the teeth of it.
Their length, I mean, when they went to the zone, wow. I'd love to know how much zone they played this year. That's a defense that could give a lot of teams problems.
Oh, yeah, and especially I think we threw it in Shropshire's arms twice on that wing over there. And there's a lot of things that we could sit here and talk about or second guess, but I thought the girls played hard. I thought they came out and I thought they met the challenge. Just a few things here or there that sure up to not allow some of those big runs that Franklin County was able to put together tonight.
Yoni, you really, Reagan only hit a pair of free throws. Other than those two free throws, only three players scored. Frazee in particular, you know, she takes a lot of weight, doesn't she? I mean, Reagan, the plays that Reagan only can make against lots and lots of teams are not going to happen against this team. And I think Reagan understood that. You know, she wasn't trying to do anything she couldn't do. And so that kind of left it to, you know, Jarvis trying to create something inside, and everything else was going to be on the perimeter, certainly. So, yeah.
Yeah, and Frazee, the length that they've got at their disposal is going to be a problem. And just, it's one of those, you don't want to get the cart before the horse, but Franklin County is a team that definitely, especially with the way the draw worked out, Franklin's got to be a favorite, or at least on a short list to play Saturday night, if they're able to get to the state tournament.
Yeah, the they say, you know, size 6'2", 6'1", 6 feet, those three players. I'm not sure that Shropshire isn't bigger than 6'1". I mean, they are, and they're a combination, aren't they? That's the biggest thing. I mean, and they're not all thin players. Frazee's got some bulk in there to make it so tough on the inside, and Shropshire has length and quickness, and just trying to describe for the audience that's listening in what they really have been hearing about this team. And with Hogan back in the lineup, and I'm assuming she's going to be, that this is a team that, and they've got depth, don't they?
They do. I think that the depth is the thing that sets them apart from most teams that are going to play against them, is just that they are able to just kind of chip away at you. And that run at the end of the first half, I'm sure he felt okay going in, knowing even without Hogan that, I would say he probably played 9 in that first half, just guessing off the top of my head. But even without Hogan, he does a good job using that depth and keeping the pieces moving around and allowing them to continue to be in spots to be effective.
Getting to the free throw line, you didn't get there in the fourth quarter, and again, it's tough to, it's, you can say, hey, take it inside to get to the free throw line. It's easier said than done, but I know you'd like to like to have your team maybe a little more aggressive going toward the glass later in this game.
Yes, and that was kind of what I was thinking. And I normally wouldn't try to ball screen the top of that zone, but that was part of that thought process, was we just didn't have a real good feel for getting the ball movement with them being extended and being in that passing lane out there. And I thought maybe if we ball screen it and get Hayden at least to that second level. And we had some success with that, but just too little too late.
Hayden Barrier, 25 points, 3 really nice assists in this game. I thought she really, she showed up. Dylan hit 7 of 11 threes and looked really confident. She looked tonight, I hate to go back a long way, but you know, when she was shooting the ball down in the eighth grade, everybody said, you got to come out and watch this girl shoot. It's like you don't ever expect her to miss. And right now, you don't expect her to miss.
No, and you think, took 2 off the board in the Paris game, and she's in a good spot right now, and just trying to find different ways to continue to get her looks. And she, we're starting to see the Allie Dillon that we've come to know, and the player that she wants to be and that we know she's capable of being.
3 regular season games left. What's left for this team in the regular season? What do you want to put in play?
Well, just really consistency. There's a lot of potential here, and that flurry in the first half was kind of a glimpse at what that could look like. And now it's just the consistency to, you're not going to have many 27 point quarters, but the consistency to be able to continue to repeat and get what you want instead of being sped up and taking the first thing that they want you to have. And when we were patient tonight, I thought we were able to get what we wanted, where we wanted it, and when we weren't, not so much.
Well, you lose a seven-game winning streak that was kind of nice, and you try to start another one on Friday night. Bourbon County District, but the district is already set, isn't it?
Now, I mean, we will play Bourbon in the first round. It's really, at this point, it's just a matter of if we will wear white uniforms or blue uniforms.
Yeah, and the tournament is at Bourbon County this year, or at Paris.
The district tournament is at GRC. The regional tournament is at Bourbon County.
There you go. Okay. So that's hey, the as they say, most of the hay is in the barn these days. And hey, it's always good. It's always good to coach against a guy like Joey Thacker.
It is. It is. And he's been around it, and there's not a whole lot he hasn't seen, and he has had. I'd say there aren't too many active coaches that have had more success than he has.
Yeah. Dustin, hey, great job. Enjoyable game. And we'll talk to you again on Friday night at Bourbon County.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, that's Coach Dustin High, whose Indians lose tonight against a Franklin County team that's now 21-6. And they've won like 16 of their last 17 games on the season. The Indians are now at 17-11 on the season. And Ivan, we'll take off until Friday night. We'll head over to Bourbon County and see if the Indians can get a big victory they really need, and the Lady Indians can get a win to get momentum going again.
Yeah. You know, we saw where Bourbon County, a week and a half ago, beat Mason County, which was kind of a shocker. But Coach Collie Hollander's doing a good job in her first year at the helm of that program. And so try to get that win, and then you hope, they can get back on their winning ways. But looking forward to that, and looking forward to seeing the Lady Indians close out the regular season next week against Ashland and Berea. To conclude the regular season and get ready for what is the funnest time, I know, for me and for you as well, postseason play in the bluegrass with basketball. It's we're getting ready to have a fun month, my friend. Hey, folks that are enjoying themselves down on Bourbon Street at Mardi Gras tonight, they ain't having more fun than we're going to have this next month. And, hey, happy Valentine's Day to you tomorrow, my friend.
There you go. I'll send out the Valentine wishes to Betty. Betty's a little under the weather, but she'll
You got a song you're going to dedicate to her on the show in the morning? You don't have to give me a preview. I just thought maybe you might dedicate.
Well, there are a couple of songs. There are a couple of songs I'll probably send, and then. And then on Thursday, it's a birthday for her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She's living the life then.
Yeah. And sick all to boot. So anyway, but hey, Ivan, look forward to Friday night when we'll head to Bourbon County and see if the Indians and Lady Indians can get victories over there.
Happy Valentine's, everybody.
Yeah.
Again, Jeff West, happy Valentine's to you, buddy, back here at the studio.
Hey, again, the final scores in the opening game, Harrison County gets the victory over Montgomery County. After it was 50-48 at the end of the third quarter, Harrison pulled away and gets a win 80-65 tonight over the Indians. That's a 30-point fourth quarter for the Harrison County Breds. And in the second game tonight, it's Franklin County coming from 18 down to get a four-point win, 67-63. Until we join you again on Friday night, for Jeff West, our studio engineer, and Ivan Rawls, I'm Dan Manley, saying thanks so much for being with us. Don't forget our great advertisers. Till next time, so long, everyone.
You're listening. listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Hoping you will know what I mean. I love you. Get to you somehow until I...